Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game here from the Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. Week 5 upon us. The Bears back on the road to take on the Carolina Panthers, so let's dig in. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball, and moving the ball is one thing, of course. Scoring touchdowns, another. But the Bears are clearly equipped to do both. Not everything has come together simultaneously for 60 minutes, but we've seen hints of a sustainable, dangerous attack. While Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey get healthy on the fly, Martellus Bennett is emerging as one of the premier tight end threats in the game. Matt Forte and rookie Kadeem Carey awaken the run game, and the offensive line is deep and talented. The Panthers allowed 264 yards rushing to Pittsburgh. That's a lot. Once the mistakes are cleaned up, look out. Carolina will be challenged to deal with Jay Cutler and company. Luke Kuechly, a special talent, though, a middle linebacker, the league's reigning defensive player of the year, and star Lotulelei is a disruptive force at defensive tackle, quick and strong. Bears have to account for both players and get them blocked. A healthy Thomas Davis at linebacker brings an emotional edge to the Panthers, who appear to be vulnerable in the secondary. Cornerback Antoine Kayson has permitted pass completions at a 74% clip and a couple of touchdowns. Now, this Panther team led the NFL in sacks last season with 60, but Greg Hardy is out. They do rotate in waves with a steady group of linemen, but the unit is struggling to stop the run, giving up 264 yards against the Steelers. A revived pass rush will be needed to curtail the big arm and mobility of Carolina quarterback Cam Newton. Still battling an ankle and sore ribs, Newton cannot be left untouched in the pocket, nor can he be just hit on the move. He needs to be brought down to the ground with wrap-up tackling. Newton runs with speed and power. The Carolina backfield is a mess due to injury, and making the Panthers one-dimensional will enhance the Bears' ability to mute the Panthers' attack. They've added Chris Obanaya this week to try and help things out from a veteran perspective. Newton's big targets are the talented ex-Bears tight end Greg Olsen, who has brought his game to a new level, understanding how to use his skills to his advantage, and rookie 6'5", 245-pound receiver Kelvin Benjamin, who has been targeted 36 times, 21 catches, 3 touchdowns, and impressively 17 first downs. Interestingly, all three of Benjamin's touchdowns have come in formations that do not have Olsen on the field. He had a one-handed catch against Pittsburgh that showed off his unique wingspan. He cleans up Newton's throws. On to special teams, both kickers are players to watch in this game. Robbie Gould, of course, is consistent as ever and a threat beyond 50 yards. Graham Gano of Carolina, also one of the league's best. He carries a very strong leg, wiping out the return game while connecting on 7 straight from 50 yards and beyond, dating back to last season. Gano led the NFL in touchback percentage last season, and both teams have failed to get much out of the return games. And lastly, this is a big rebound game for the Bears. They can't let Aaron Rodgers beat them twice, and we say that about a lot of losses. He did a lot of damage to the Bears' defense, no doubt, but nothing irreversible. Carolina is not a team to be messed with, though, because it plays with emotion thanks to their head coach, Ron Rivera, the ex-Bear linebacker. They opened 2-0, but have been riddled with injuries, leading to blowout losses to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Remember, though, a year ago, he was known as Riverboat Ron, taking chances and guiding the Panthers to an 11-1 finish and winners of the NFC South. They've never posted back-to-back winning seasons in Carolina, and the Bears will try and do their best to keep that from happening again. The Bears are 2-0 on the road. They've proven they can win in the most challenging of environments. Nothing that happens in Carolina will be tougher than what they managed on both coasts in primetime games in weeks 2 and 3. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Bears at Panthers will start on WBBM at 9 a.m. with our pregame show and a noon kickoff. Please join Tom Thayer, myself, and the rest of the crew. And thank you for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.